Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Cousins is going to stop by, y'all. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Flyer Branch inside the Ticketmaster Studios hanging out. How was your day, by the way, man? What's going on today with you?
Laid back. I was at the gym today, and I was like lifting, getting it in. And
I thought you were going to say smoking on or sipping on gin and juice.
If only. Well, that's a very productive workout. And then Danny's like, you ready to go? I go, do what? He goes, we're doing the video today. I'm like, what? It's 10:30. I do it at 11. No, I text you.
You was pumping iron?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Now, by the
what'd you work on today?
Today's back day. Yeah,
all right.
Back and buys.
I just read something that as you get older, obviously, but there are like six exercises in the gym that you can do that increases your brain power, right?
Right.
And that, so that, you know, your brain feels younger. I don't even know what this study
I think
was
one
about.
Is called staring at women in yoga pants.
That may help. That may help. Yeah. But I just saw that. So I was thinking about you when I saw, you know, you were like, yeah, man, I'm in the middle of a pump now.
Yeah, I was literally, you know, I gotta go heavy. Man, the weights I lift now, man, is like back in the day, you know, forget that. No, I suppose I'm not doing steroids anymore either.
Just trying to get the reps in.
Exactly. Yeah. Go light, man. Just get it in. But no, I apologize. You guys did the, again, normally I'm on it on Twitch and YouTube, but back tomorrow. But to catch the show, how was the show, by the way? What did you guys talk about?
We talked about, first of all, Dede went to the state championships last night. Buford.
Congratulations to Buford, man. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and then we talked a little bit about the Hawks getting ready to get Trae Young back. What's this going to look like, man? What's this? Because they basically recalled him from the Skyhawks.
Right.
That was a conditioning situation, guys. They're just trying to get him ready to get ready to play. But they recalled him, and so I was just like, what's this going to look like when Trae comes back?
Now, look, and we had this conversation last week. I think we triggered some people on Monday with Bo and I. Because
why? What did you say?
Well, you know, just guys.
Look, what did he say?
No, he's agreeing with me, and I said that I felt that, you know, I just said it to you last hour, that Anse Saleh has got more – the Hawks have more leverage than Trae has had in the entire time he's been here as a Hawk. It's not a knock on Trae. It's just where we're at. The team is evolving. The team is younger. And you want to see Trae hit the ground running with this thing. The injury is the worst timing possible. Porzingis, like, I don't even consider him a factor on this team. I think he'll be gone at the trade deadline. But we want to see how Trae gets integrated into this half court. And as much pressure on Trae now, pressure on Quinn Snyder to figure this out. Jalen Johnson, as you said, some numbers will come down. But I want to see the victories come up.
Right.
And I want to see this team 3 or 4 seed. And then we can have that conversation. Is Trae going to get his next max deal? Or how does it look? Or does it not look that great? And we maybe move on, go draft a point guard? I mean, that Pelicans pick is like the Willy Wonka golden ticket.
Oh, it is.
So there's a lot of options. I mean, we all want to get to a championship. I get that. But nothing's really set in stone, but in a good way, if that makes any sense for
it
the Hawks.
It does. I think, too, what this – there's two ways I'm looking at this. And guys, we're going to see here. There's no definitive date on when Trae returns. But part of me is like, Trae might be like, y'all finally got a team around me. Let me show you what I can do.
Right.
Right? That may be the first part. Like, okay,
Best players he's had since 21,
correct.
Right? No argument.
Let me go show you guys what this can look like with me running this thing. But the other side of it is, if you're the Hawks, you say, we could go get an average point guard and put it on this team, and we could still do what we're doing. Because you have an unselfish group that shares the ball, and you have a legitimate go-to guy in Jalen Johnson. Here's what's funny to me. When we got Porzingis, everybody went crazy. Oh, Porzingis. Jalen Johnson is way better than Porzingis is right now in his career. And now with this injury or this sickness or whatever is going on with him.
POTS, it's about blood pressure and the heart. And it's the same thing which limited him in the Knicks-Celtics series last year.
And
so
nobody knew back then. Like, remember, they weren't reporting it, what was going on. He just kind of disappeared, and they were like, well, he's out. Point is, Jalen's the key. Like, it's not Porzingis, it's Jalen. And so, with that said, Mike, I don't know what it's going to look like, but I think Trey is excited about the opportunity to show what it could look like with him out there. And I'll say this, too. There have been numerous games already. We need another score. That we need another guy out there that can put the ball in the basket. And guys, you can never have enough of these dudes. Ask Golden State, all right? Ask all the teams that have won championships. Hell, ask Oklahoma City. You better guard everybody. And that's the part about having Trey on the floor. You can't just run guys at Nah. You can't just run guys at Jalen. All of a sudden now, it opens up things. And I think that is something we haven't seen, and that's going to be fun to watch.
And that's why whenever we have these conversations, I always try to, you know, say, hey, guys, try to listen to the first part of the conversation, because they're not, in my mind, a better team without Trey. You just laid it out. We talked about those two games with the Pistons. We talked about the game a few weeks ago with Joker, with the Nuggets, where they'll go 4 minutes, 5 minutes without a basket. Trey's going to get to the stripe. He will get to the line. If nothing else, he's going to draw a foul. So you don't get in that drought. You don't see a game get flipped in the fourth. That's one of the few things. In addition to, as we said, I think Trey knows at this stage of his career, hey, this is a night where so-and-so's got it going on. I will facilitate more. My score sheet will be 16 and 12 as opposed to – and then Trey, look, when he's feeling it, yeah, you can drop it from the hip, from center court, but don't do that when we're on a good run and other guys are involved. That's the thing. The shot-making, decision-making from Trey, it's got to be on point. That's all I'm asking. That's not killing Trey. That's just asking for some common sense in the half court.
I'll say this just to defend him a little bit. I think there have been more times than not in his career where the team hasn't been as good around him, and he just feels like, hell, I need to shoot this thing.
Right. And so he does that. That's the way it's been for the last 5 years.
And so he does it. But to your point, he doesn't have to do that with this particular team. All right, man, more on that as we just talk about what's been going on today. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Flyer Branch. Let me let you hear what Mike McDaniel said about everything being on the table, and then today the Dolphins make a decision that has the NFL buzzing. Tua is benched. Let's get to 4th and 1. So this was before the decision was made today as it came down, Mike. This was the head coach of the Dolphins, Mike McDaniel.
The quarterback play last night was not good enough, and so for me, everything's on the table. We're in the process of game planning for the Cincinnati Bengals, so we're trying to determine who will give us the best chance to win. I'll probably give you more clarity on that tomorrow.
And that is today, and the clarity was Tua, take a seat. Quinn Ewers, your next man up. And Mike, Tua leads the league with interceptions, 15 on the
right.
year.
And we talked about the Steelers game. That just was an absolute killer, and he just has not looked the part. They're great. They're one of the worst teams in cold weather. That's like a given. That's one of those things that every gambler knows. So now what do you do? Is the owner, if this comes to Stephen Ross, is the owner going to move on, you know, from the coach, which apparently he was more attached to than his general manager? Greer was able to kind of dance through a number of regime changes with that team. But, yeah, it just seems like they need a new direction. The cap hit is immense. But it sounds like they're, based on what I've read in Miami, they're prepared to maybe rip the Band-Aid off. But this is the first step, seeing what you got.
We're going to see, guys. More on that as we move along. Jaden Daniels, Mike, we love him. But he has had one crazy year with the Commanders. And remember, NFC Championship game last year, and everybody said, they'll be back. This is why we take nothing for granted. Mike always talks about grabbing the brass ring. Mm. If your team is good enough and you're in it, you better take advantage of it. Here's Jaden Daniels talking about how frustrated he's been.
Super tough, man. I don't want to miss games at all. I've been frustrated this whole season missing games. I want to be out there with my teammates as much as possible. So this has been a frustrating year, disappointing year, but you learn from him and move forward.
Not telling you he's a bum. He's a really good player. The injuries have plagued him. And hopefully this is a learning year, Mike. Again, get out of bounds.
Yeah, it's funny because Jackson Dart is dealing with the same stuff. It's been documented. And then 6 times he's been in the blue tent this season. That's too many for a quarterback.
That's too many.
Gruden told him that before the season started about, you know, you got to pick your spots, you know. But that's a guy who's got to learn. In the case of Daniels, same thing. He's going to have to – he's a bigger size guy, even though he's skinny. He's still bigger than RG3 was. RG3 got – who was it? Who was our old linebacker that destroyed him back in the day? It was his second – Sean Spoon got him a second year right on the sideline.
Pow.
And it's the same kind of hit the Jackson Dart got against the Patriots. But Jaden Daniels, he's a difference maker. I watched – I don't know if you saw any of it, the in-season NFC East on Hard Knocks. I watched about 45 minutes of it last night. They got a win against the Giants with Mariota. You know, they snapped the losing streak with Mariota because he's still serviceable in those in some respects. But Dan Quinn, now all of a sudden, you're not such a hot prospect. Same spot that Zach Taylor's in with Cincinnati. You know, you're the head coach. You went to a Super Bowl. You know, your quarterback can't stay healthy, and all of a sudden now your butt's on ice because that's the way it's the nature of the league. Dan Quinn's not going to get fired next year, but he can't not make the playoffs next year because that owner's got expectations. He's trying to get that new stadium going.
A lot of people are talking about tanking for draft position. It's hard to do. Kansas City's out. Dolphins now out. Bengals, Jets, Browns, Raiders, Titans, Vikings, Falcons out. Commanders, Cardinals, Giants, and the Cowboys and Lions can be eliminated from postseason this weekend. Here's Jerry Jones talking about tanking for draft position.
A win is very, very important in the NFL. And a win is important to me. And a win does a lot of positive things. I don't care when it happens. And we owe it to that mirror. And we owe it certainly to our fans that we want to walk out there and be competitive. We will not try for a draft position. We won't be looking at anything like that. We'll be out there playing football, and we'll bring them to play. So that's a long-winded way of saying we'll play football under whatever the circumstances are.
All righty then. I know that Brian Schottenheimer, you and I were not really – I wasn't impressed by the hire. I've seen him again also on that Hard Knocks in season. How would you evaluate him? I mean, they got viable for about two weeks. We talked about sweeping the Chiefs and the Eagles, and then they kind of fell back to earth, and now they're not making the playoffs.
Yeah, look, they're flawed. They tried to fix their interior defensive line and get more stout, and I think they did that with the trades. Look, I think next year – this is the thing about the Cowboys. I think most people who follow them say, look, they were going to be good next year. We think they have a chance to be good next year. Dak was playing well, has played well at times. They still have to address, Mike, the running game. And, you know, I think they figured out the wide receiver stuff with CeeDee Lamb. But at the end of the day, man, CeeDee Lamb has dropped a lot of balls this year. You have a lot of drops.
Like,
yes, he does. You got your bag, and you're dropping a lot of balls. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We are waiting on Raheem Morris. We think he's going to come in here in the next 5 or 10 minutes. So stay tuned for that. And then we're going to talk to Kirk Cousins, starting quarterback for our Atlanta Falcons, about a variety of things as they get ready for the Cardinals. It's all on the way on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanses.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Allie, Mike, and Bo, as they broadcast live from the store, it's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. That's the morning shift, guys, Friday from 6 to 9, Publix at Paces Ferry Center on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike and I in here inside of the Ticketmaster Studios awaiting Raheem Morris to join us. Also, we will get a chance to talk to Kirk Cousins. Lot on the menu today, man. As we started the show and Mike took an unofficial poll, let's talk about this again because I want to describe to our listeners. You literally walked into the media room.
Yeah, and because it's funny, anytime I'm in there, they're like, uh-oh, Mike's going to go Mike Wallace today when I come in there, when I get a chance to talk to Zach or Oldbrick or whoever. But it was funny because we'd have a bunch of guys, and I'm not going to name names because this was an anonymous poll, but you know who covers the Falcons. Plus, there's TV people and camera people. And this is
Were people really worried about you? you name dropping?
No, it was so funny because I poked my head in. I was like, hey, what's going on? And I always talked to Joe Patrick. Like, anything happened? You know, what happened at the press conference?
Sure.
And like, no, not much of this and that. And I go, hey, I got an idea. And I said, I'm going to do like a totally anonymous poll. And no names are be revealed. Who thinks Raheem's going to keep his job? Who thinks he gets got? And so I had my with my fingers, like, you know, old school. I was like, it came out to 5-4
okay.
that Raheem, they feel, is going to get fired at the end of the season amongst the people who cover the Falcons around, up here on a regular basis. But it was so funny, the reaction. It was like, I'm not going to be – no, I'm not. It was like, oh, I've turned the tables, you know, because it's like how the – you know, athletes always feel the media misquotes them or takes them out of context.
I'm not going to be quoted on this.
When I actually – when I asked the question, hey, unscientific poll, what do you guys think? There was like one Mississippi, two Mississippi. I'm like, I'm not going to use names. And then I got – eventually we went through the room and I got the results with a few people abstaining from the vote.
Yeah. Sounds like Congress.
Yes. Four abstentions.
I was gonna say. Look.
Except they don't trust me to not reveal the information.
Well, right? I mean, seriously, what are we gonna do? Ron's gonna run in here and we're gonna go, all right, name by name, let me tell you who voted against you.
Coach, by the way, let me tell you what's going on down the hall.
Yeah, I mean, that's
see, that's a rat. That's a weasel move. We don't do that.
No, D.
I don't want to know how you voted, all right? I don't want to know. What I do know, or what I think, is, look, I think a lot of people feel just like that room. It is split. And there are a lot of guys driving around right now going, Duke, you're crazy as hell, man. This guy's gone. Maybe he is.
Right.
But I also have told you guys, I think there is a legitimate argument for him to try to save this gig, Mike, and say, hey, I deserve another year. Look at all that happened. Look what went down. And by the way, do we know that he hasn't already told Arthur Blank why he hasn't made more changes? Because that's the thing that's been on my mind.
Right.
Two things come to – this is how I'm thinking about this. Follow me, Mike. You don't make changes because you know big changes coming at the end of the year.
Right.
Okay.
And why move a guy out with his family at the holidays? Something that Day-Day brought up the other day and Morgan talked about.
So if I know changes coming at the end of the year, okay, I don't make changes because I know that at the end of the year we're all getting got. Or have you gone to the owner and said, look, I know these changes need to be made, but now is not the time to do them. It will cause more disruption.
Right.
We understand what we're up against and why things have not been what they need to be. And if he's had that honest and open conversation with the owner and the owner says, fine, I trust you. You know, we know what's going on. As long as you make these changes at the end of the year, how do we know he's not had that conversation?
Right. It's the thing. I was talking to one of speaking to the media, one of our guys, one of our friends who does camera work here in town for one of the affiliates, and I see him all the time. I saw him over in Berlin, who's seen all the games, and we were saying, look, I mean, he said it's, and I said the phrase selective amnesia. You know, yeah, we've had some good things happen, and this is great to go down in Tampa and have one of the great games where the team pulls together while you were gone. Oh, that's another thing that happened while you were gone.
And another thing.
While you was out of town. There was some really weird cryptic text messages or tweets, I should say, on social media. It started when Ray McLeod got cut by the Giants. And so he put some stuff out there, and then there was some stuff that Chris Blair posted, and then Kadarryl Hodge came back, like, yeah, we didn't forget how to play. And all this, it seemed like, we got even more dysfunction. They go and they put that game together against the Bucks. Granted, a lot of penalties, but we pulled it out. We had some clutch when it mattered. So go figure that. But that doesn't, I don't forget about the five games that cost us this season. In a season where 9 or 10 wins us the division. So if I'm Arthur Blank, I take it in the totality of the season, the special teams' constant screw-ups that you never addressed, and that five-game losing streak where coaching, I thought, really came into play.
The Ray stuff, that happened right as I was getting ready to leave, as a matter of fact, because a guy hit me up, may have been the day after, and basically said it might have been the day after you guys were here. Because he called you and I out about asking coach certain things, and I said, and he was referring to the Ray situation,
right.
And I responded to him by saying there are things that I know that you may not be privy to, but it all comes out in the wash,
right.
And at the end of the day, here's the deal, Ray's being very careful, Mike, because he knows his NFL career is on the line. You start throwing people under the bus,
you get a rep as a wild card, you're not going to get hired,
guys. All these talk. I know you don't think so. All these coaches know each other. They all know each other. And if you start doing those things, it's going to be hard for you to get another opportunity. So Ray, you talk about the cryptic stuff,
right,
where he was talking about God finding a way. And look, we know whatever happened here, there was some weirdness,
right,
whatever it was. And nobody wants to really talk about it, but that's his way of basically saying, I know that you know that I know that you know that I know. That
right.
was what he was saying, okay? And then however anybody else came back at him, at the end of the day, I just feel like Ray's trying to maintain, hey, I want to be in the league next year. I want to play somewhere. I don't want to have this stuff going on. But he's also telling you, hey, there's some other stuff going on in that building that you guys may not be aware of, and I'm glad then I wasn't there because God has found a way for me to be relieved of that situation.
Right.
Either way, I saw a little bit of that, and I found it interesting. But here's the other side of that. Ra has been very careful about what he said about Ray Ray.
Right.
He's not throwing Ray Ray under the bus. It's all about business, right? It's been a business.
He's presented it. It's all of this stuff is performance-based. Yep. Now, again, if Ra got into a screaming argument with a coach, I mean, coaches, look, it's still – there's a pecking order, there's a chain of command, and you get fired, you know, and that's it. If you tell the boss what you think of him and it's not complimentary, you're out. That happens in your office. It happens in the NFL. They figure out the contract and see ya. But now again, Ray Ray got dumped from the Giants. The thing that made it interesting was while we were struggling and we had inconsistent play for the wide receiver core, you can use a guy like Ray Ray. But it's water under the bridge now. It don't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
But it is. But if you are at the blank, and by the way, what the hell was going on with the wide receivers? You know, I mean, what the hell was the Ike Hilliard thing all about? You hired him. Why'd you fire him a year later? You know, these are questions I'd ask if I was the owner. And that's why I told Ra a couple weeks ago when you were off, I said, look, be honest with you because I don't want to sound like be disingenuous. And Carl and I, we always, if we say it, we're going to say it to the person's face we're talking to, is, you know, I felt like, you know, if I was the owner, I would move on. These are the questions I got to imagine, Arthur, and whoever's helping to make the decision. People ask us, like, what's the succession plan? Well, his son Josh has been groomed. There's other people in the organization. But Rich McKay is still involved. But as Carl and I say, look, that's not going anywhere. So just it is what it is. But I do think whatever does happen, Carl, if we do change direction, just one quick point.
Yeah.
Let the general manager determine where this is going. And let the general manager hire his head coach. For better or for worse, then they're all synced up and linked up and it all makes sense. Which I think sometimes coaching staff and personnel department, I think, are at cross purposes.
I don't disagree. And the ones that are on point together, the Andy Reids and the Brett Veaches of the world, right. They hit it out of the ballpark. They know how to approach these things, right? And I'm using right. Kansas City as an example. But, you know, watch what happens as Mahomes, by the way, came out today and they had his surgery. And he says, I'm planning on being ready for week one. Don't know if he will be. That's asking a lot. But, again, you know, Mahomes is a workaholic and he'll try to do everything he can to be back. Point is, they will set themselves up until Mahomes comes back
right.
to still be in contention. And that's regardless if Kelsey walks away and they lose a couple other guys because of what you just talked about. The fact that synergy is real and that they know, and Brett trust Andy, and Andy trust right. him, and they know what they want. And so when you talk about the GM making the decisions, I've said this to you. If, in fact, we go that route, it's, you know, we're up here at Flower Branch, guys. We want to talk about the Cardinals and all the things that are going on with our team, the injury update. Drake was back at practice today, which is good news. But Mike, I also feel like you have to have, and I don't want to call him a czar,
right?
But you need a new person to come in and be over in charge of all of this.
Correct.
That forget about just the GM and the coach. Like that's what I'd like to see if you're going to do that and have one guy. And I say this, it doesn't matter whoever that person is. You appoint him the new quote president of football ops, and he's right. the guy.
And that's the thing. That's why I just felt, you know, if you want to go with – if you feel that Penix is the guy, then just go with Penix. Go find a serviceable backup. Yep. Spend the money on defense. Go to work. Don't do the two-quarterback thing. Don't draft – don't let Arthur Smith make you draft Kyle Pitts. You know, again, you guys can look it up. Guys always ask me all the time, did it matter? Well, it seems like it matters because we're of the impression that it was Arthur Smith. You talk about it all the time. Arthur was hired before Terry Fontenot was, which, again, that doesn't make a lot of sense. You and I have debated this all the time. Why did you have Deshaun Watson in the building when Matt Ryan was still your quarterback? You know, there's a lot of dysfunction here, and I think it stems from Arthur. I think Arthur sets the tone. So some of this stuff is kind of a moot point because, you know, unless he gets completely hands-off, maybe we'll never get over that finish line.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's going to happen. Hey, a reminder, guys, as we're live at Flowery, that the Falcons watch party. It's Bud Light, Falcons Cardinals watch party this Sunday, 4 o'clock at Dillon's Restaurant and Sports Bar. Watch the Falcons battle the Cardinals with 92.9 The Game's Allie Mack, Freddie the Falcon, the cheer team, and you can compete in Bud Light's football toss to win an all-inclusive trip for two to Vegas to compete for Super Bowl tickets. Very cool. Win Falcon tickets as well, autographed items, and, of course, great specials on Bud Light. It's Sunday at Dillon's Restaurant Sports Bar in Lawrenceville. You must be 21 years or older. Please drink responsibly. All right, we're patiently waiting on Ra. We're going to get a chance to talk to him here, and also Kirk Cousins is on the way as well. Before we get to Ra, though, we're going to talk to Day-Day here in just a little bit, find out what's on his mind. And also, we normally talk to Wes Durham on these Wednesdays.
Right.
He's going to join us tomorrow. Got a little scheduling conflict, so Wes tomorrow on the show.
Wes Thursday, Drew Ham. I like it. Yeah, we're just talking off the air. We'll get into it later. College football playoff. The NFL did have the high ground. They've had Saturday games way before college did in December. But But yeah, the way, we'll talk about it, because the way these games are set up, two of these games I have no interest in, if I'm honest, brother.
The playoff?
And there's two that I can't wait. One is at noon at Miami-Texas A&M game. That should be a night game.
Is it crazy to think that that Miami could go in there and upset them?
You realize this is the largest crowd Miami's played in front of all season? The home of the 12th man.
Well, it's and they'll be ready. All right, they're gonna be juiced up. I'm just saying, like, Miami has been so, like, I don't know.
Give
if
me
I
an
over under.
I know we got to go to break. Over under for Carson Beck interceptions.
Oh, he's gonna throw one.
One and a half. It
definitely, he's gonna throw one. But I think the Dolphins could do something. I mean, I think A&M might be upset here. Well, you know what? Hold
three
on.
3 weeks,
Warren.
Coach. 3 weeks. We had them on milk cartons.
Come on, man. You've been overseas. You know how it is. Don't talk to me like that. Don't do me like that. Hold on, Oren. We got to get Coach in here, man.
He came in the other day, and I didn't recognize him. I didn't even know who he was.
Well, that's because I came in and I said, bonjour.
It's a 2 week vacation. I mean, 3 week vacation, man. That is unbelievable.
Hey, before we get to Rob, by the way, thanks.
I did miss you, though.
Hey,
I'm glad you did. I missed you, too. I was trying to keep tabs on things, man.
You got the old school throwback.
Thanks. You, by the way, they were rocking these on Thursday,
yeah.
And I got them before they went. They get them while they're hot. We always joke about Ross showing more emotion. You show emotion. When you looked right at the camera on Amazon,
nah,
that was gold, man.
That's my son.
Well, you spoke for a lot of fans that were feeling the way. Not going to get you involved with the NFL and officiating.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
But that was a rare show of emotion.
What are you talking about?
My son, all day Jay.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's your alter ego. All right, Raheem Morris is in the studio with us, guys. It's the Ticketmaster Studio.
Well, that sunset. You go call that.
Yeah, it's Dukes and Bell. Look. I'll be honest. Speaking of that, let's start there, because the first thing I asked Mike, I said, "How the hell? What happened with these penalties?" Now, Coach, again, right. I'm not asking you to judge the officials, but we came into the game one of the least penalized teams in the league, and then you see the numbers. What do you tell the guys? I mean, at halftime, even it was like, it felt like we were getting calls on everything.
We had 10 at halftime, and you know, obviously, it comes down to discipline, control, and concentration when we talk about penalties. And that's the major thing we talk about, always have. And that's why we've been one of the least penalized teams in the National Football League. So when it happened, the things you can learn, the lessons you can learn from that when it do happen, is how to deal with adversity and how not to blink. And I was very proud of the football team and the players and the guys not blinking and allowing that to become an excuse, so to speak. And the guys didn't. They found a way not to make that the excuse, make that the reason. And it was really exciting to do that.
Now, again, Coach can't comment on this because the NFL getting his wallet. But when one team has only 4 penalties and the other has 19, that's something that's not right there, and I'll leave it there. All right, Coach, great job.
It's a deep wallet, though.
Unless Coach wants to address it, in which case we can make ESPN today.
It's a deep wallet, though.
So back to vacation.
But hey, man, how great was it to see the team respond? And look, we talked with you about Pitts all year and all last year, but great to see Pitts just have that dog in him, and it's just like another gear when he plays the Bucs.
Yeah, he's really been putting on that performance, a type of performance. We've been close to that the last couple of weeks. We've been one playoff, we've been one drop here, been one missed opportunity, and to see him put it all together in that week. Was really fun to watch, and the Seahawks put it together in that game. And you know, he said he summed it up well, talking about how much he likes Florida and that weather. But to watch Pitts go out there and run, catch the rock, ball out the way he did, you know, a lot of people missed the blocking, the extra effort things. I pointed out the fact of him, you know, he got the penalty call them that they picked up when they thought he blocked in the back, but it was an awesome shield by him to spring out some people down the field. The effort he's playing with, and we talk about that every week. You know, how you gonna get these guys going? Like, these guys get these guys going. You got guys like Bijan, Pitts, you know, Drake. Some of these guys, man, on offense, you know, don't even talk about the O-line and what they bring every single week. I love it, man. It was great to watch.
Speaking of London, Coach, he was back. What'd you see today?
He went out, you know, was limited, I believe, is our official status on what we say. But he definitely went out, caught some passes for us, did a lot of really good things, had a smile on his face, and I'm very encouraged to watch him.
Now, the question I think would be for Falcon fans, how do you get that kind of production and effort and impact from Pitts simultaneous with Drake's on the field from your OC?
I talk about this all the time, right? And it's really cool, right? Because, like, you know, a lot of times you talk about dispersion thing and targets, you know, and like the league dog guy, for the most part, you go to any football team, probably is around 12 targets, right? You got Bijan who's going to get 20 carries, right? You want to get him 20 carries. You got Tyler who you got to get him a couple carries, right? And then you talk about that second guy getting 8 to 10. And Pitts has been probably the second guy for most of the season getting 8 to 10. And those games can look the same, right? So on any given day, you know, when you're just talking about the guys that we have, a Drake can be number one, a Pitts can be number one, a Kyle could be number one, obviously Bijan now and stuff that he's doing in the receiving game. But, you know, those are the things that should happen every single week. Now, they're not always going to be that type of game where it's that monstrous, but you can have a breakout type of guy that time, any time of the week, just how it plays out.
Coach, you said today Troy Anderson done for the rest of the season. All the speculation, I guess it was even last week you admitted, you know, to him not being available. Zach Harrison and Braylon Trice also down for the season. And it just makes me wonder with what we've done on defense and if we had those guys available, you don't know what it might look like, but how much depth that would add to the defense and I think some versatility. Injuries are part of this thing, but the Troy Anderson thing is perplexing for a lot of Falcon fans. Is there anything you can say to expound on that?
You know, obviously, we were hoping to get him back this year. We didn't get it, had the setback. It is what it is. You know, he has been in great spirits. Watching him over the last couple of weeks, you can tell he's starting to get healthier, getting closer. So looking forward to getting him back out there with his guys and being able to be around it. Like, he's been one of those guys that's been around the meetings every single day, every single week. He's been in the building. I get a chance to see him all the time. He is certainly a delight to be around and see. So I'm thankful for that. And I can't wait to get him back on the grass, you know. But, like, really to expound upon anything else, kind of worthless until we get to the offseason and get some things going and get him on the grass and be able to watch him. I think it'd be helpful.
Coach Raheem Morris is with us, guys, in the Ticketmaster Studios. Hughes goes down. I know Alford, I should say, D. Alford did a great job. I mean, we're talking about next man up. I thought he was solid. We'll talk about the secondary because A.J., I thought one call was ticky-tack, but he had a tough day in the office on Thursday.
You know, you can always fight any of those kind of calls, and especially on Mike. You know, Mike is one of those guys that drove those pass interferences pretty well. He always has been. He's always been kind of that way. When the game was going on, I was thinking about, like, Trufant and Rocky back in the day when that happened to them with Mike.
Were you cheering Kobe on, trying to kind of give Kobe some encouragement?
You know, he's not a guy that needs that.
Right.
He is a very confident young man. And, like, you know, they're going to make plays on him, and they made a couple plays on him. And it was, you know, it's a Hall of Famer out there, right? And he's out there playing his butt off and fighting his butt off. So when he went out and made a play, you know, knifed him and got him on the ground and really made that big-time play over there. And I thought that was awesome. Like, those are the things you want to have happen for the young man. You're going to have some losses in this game at corner, and you better figure out how to deal with those. And, like, I just love the fact that he stepped up and competed at a very high level, although it wasn't a perfect day.
Right.
And those are the things that kind of make your guys, the mentality, the makeup of your team, you know, to fight, the people you want to go out and get. And that's what he displayed that day. And it was kind of ironic. Believe it or not, you can ask the guys, but not in the Saturday night meeting, but whatever you want to call it, the Thursday morning meeting that's like a Saturday night meeting. We talked about people getting opportunities, and he was one of the guys that stood up and talked about and kind of elaborated on and said, hey, you know, he showed us a couple weeks ago in the Carolina game when he went out there playing that third down and got a big stop, came out in fourth down, maybe Cade made a tackle on the sideline. And then watching them get an opportunity, you know, six play the game and go out there and play against a future Hall of Famer, man, was a great opportunity for him.
Yeah, we thought the kid could play coming into camp. I mean, I know he was undrafted, but lots of high expectations coming out of Big 12. Coach, OC Zach Robinson said, Cousins, quote, it's been great to see him just cut it loose and go play football. Is that how you feel?
There's no doubt. You know, like getting the opportunity, being able to be back in the seat of the full-time operator, you know, being able to be the dictator of the meetings, the dictator of practice, being able to go out there and get those walkthroughs, really be able to take that whole game plan in. That's what he is. That's what he's been. It was the reason we brought him in the first place. So, like, watching him go out there and operate is not really shocking us. It's really just happy to see him do that. You know, I think I talked about it in a press conference today. I said, what are you worried? I said, really, it's just a disappointment. We weren't able to get that going last year when he had an opportunity to turn it.
Yeah, you were asked about regrets.
And really flip it that day. You know, like, that would be the one thing, you know. And it's like, you know, for whatever reason in the game, those things happen. And those things you got to live with as a coach, a player, and really the fans and you guys, you know, like, you got it. That's the only thing you think about.
One of the things we spent so much time in the draft is moving back in the draft to get James Pierce Jr. And now this dude may get more than 10 sacks, 2 sacks on Thursday night. And, I mean, how much were you in love with him? I know we know the GM was in love with him. What did you think going all the way back to the spring?
Or your son.
Or your alter ego, who may or may not have yelled at the Amazon camera.
You know, it was great, you know, going through the process with Terry for the second time and Kyle Smith and Ryan. And being able to look at the guys, put them on paper, really evaluate it, figure it out. And, like, we know we had to fix our pass rush. So to be able to go get Jalen, you know, a Georgia Bulldog fan favorite, toughness, leader, you know, all of the makeup that we had. And then to look at some of the other guys that were in consideration. And then you see James Pierce there, and it's like, hey, man, like, the first-round pick for next year, to go get him this year, to let those two pair up and be able to go out there and change it right now was worth it for us, and especially when you got the third-round pick back and you're able to go get Watt and you see what that turned into. That's been pretty good for us. I mean, those guys looking like 3 first-rounders. So, like, loving James Pierce, loving Jalen Walker, loving the guys that we picked up, Billy Bowman, loving Watt, loving all the guys that we were able to go get and really having an affection for them to watch those guys go play for us and have a that you knew they could have in that first year because we talked about this, the outside guys being able to affect the game a little bit more than necessarily inside guys in the first year because of how fast it moves in there. But I'm excited about those guys.
Did you talk to Kirby about Jalen? And if so, what did he tell you? What did he tell you?
Kirby was he's always absolutely awesome to talk to because he's like a truth-teller, and he tells you about his guys, and he gives you, you know, all of the nuggets. He gives you all of the coaching points. He gives you all of the you know, he brings you the things that outside of the field. He thinks you – things on the field, the special parts of the person. I don't want to tell you exactly what he said because I feel like I'd be giving away personal information about all of his guys. But, like, it's always a joy and a pleasure to talk to Kirby because of how great of a coach he is, how well he's respected. Having that university right there, being to watch the guys come out of that program, be able to take guys from that program is really cool.
Hey, man, 2.5-point favorites for those – follow that stuff this week in Arizona. Taking on the Cards.
You're really trying to get in this pocket, aren't you?
They got two of the best tight ends in the league. McBride is a stud, and I know that we got Harrison, the other dudes, and he's been inconsistent. But I guess Brissett at quarterback, what do you see when you look at the Cards from a defensive side?
I mean, you know, you mentioned McBride. He's been one of the best since he got in the league. You know, he's come in and been really well. This year has been really special for him. He was a pain in my neck when I was out in L.A., and he just followed me. So, like, going up against him, he's done a great job. Mark Wilson has really stepped up for him at the wideout position, number 14. He's really stepped up in a major way with Harrison being out. Harrison has the opportunity to play, looks special. He's been up and down, of course, but when he does certain things, he looks special. He has that kind of ability, and those guys going to Jacoby Brissett is the ultimate pro, right? One of those guys that wherever he goes, he has success. A couple years ago, he was the second team quarterback in Washington. We end up hurting the first guy, and he came in and lit us up. So, like, you better be ready to go when you're playing against this guy because he knows what to do. He knows more football than probably a lot of coaches.
We got 3 weeks. Can you let us into your mindset, how you feel, not about the team, how you feel and where you're at as the head coach of this football team?
You know, our mentality, like I told you, is like about everything for our guys, right? It's for Bijan Robinson. It's for Kirk Cousins. It's for Drake London. It's for Darnell Mooney. It's for that whole front five, the whole defense, the entire guys, and talking about what we're going to be. And, like, just going to show it for ourselves and doing it because you got to learn how to win, right? And, like, we proved that this year that we didn't quite have it all the way in the bag, not being able to finish some of the games that we could have finished. Talking about New England, talking about Indy, talking about the Carolina game, whatever it is, you know, the Jets game. You're right in the mix if you win 2 of those games. one of those games. You're right in it right now. And that didn't happen for us. And those are the things we got to change, right? You got to. And I know everybody's been joking about the find a way, but I mean it. Like, it's the truth.
You're owning that right now, huh?
It's the truth.
I don't like the memes. I have nothing to do with the memes.
Find a way?
It's the truth, bro.
We gotta,
last week, what did we do last week?
Find a way.
We got to find a way.
Dialf came out.
It's true.
Got a pick.
Right.
We got the ball back, just like we did versus New England. We drove the ball down.
Yes.
We had a 3rd and 28. We got half of it. 4th and 14.
You get
boom,
it.
Got it all from Seals. He had a major drop. He could have hung his head down, missed an opportunity. He got it, made it, bang, kick, get out of Dodge. Mm. That's finding a way.
And look, I'm glad you own that. I'm glad you said
I'm great with that.
Okay, cool. Because I wondered how you felt about that. Because people are like.
I didn't know about it until David Bassett was telling me not to say it. I'm like, David, those are the people saying that don't know how to win. You got to know how to win, bro. Like, that's important.
Yeah, well, look, and to your point, go back to the New England game. We didn't do those things at the end of the game, right?
Bro, you remember what happened in the game. I could tell you right now.
Oh.
We had the critical error.
Right.
Oh.
Clap gate.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Right? We had the critical error. Knocked you back. Right? We had a critical error at the end of the San Fran game. We had critical errors on special teams in the New York Jets game. And, like, you got to stop those things. And, like, I got to own those too. Right? You know, like, you never point fingers and blame people. That's not what I do. I don't do that at all. But there are coachable moments and things you got to talk about out loud. And there's only a few ways to say it, you know, like, and I believe in saying it to your team first before you say it to you guys.
Has your coaching, I don't want to say your style because I know your style, but your intensity gone up any?
Mm.
Has it gone, just a little? Come on, Ra.
No, like, you don't understand. Like, intensity is the work week, you know, like, for me.
So has it but has it gone up?
It's not about going up. I don't know if it can go up any higher. Okay. You know, I give this game my all. I give my team my all. I give everybody in this building everything that I got every single day. And on game day, for me, it's like a calming demeanor of a feeling of confidence to watch those guys go execute. So it's like an easy going type of feel. Like, it's funny. We won a Super Bowl, and it was the same way. I had a headache because it's just a thoughtful process that you go through when you're just looking at everything that's going on. You got to make decisions. And they're easy to make when I got the clicker in my hand. But you got to make them live. They're a little difficult. And they're all difficult for everybody.
Go get the dub out there in Arizona, man. More fun this week.
Oh, it don't have to be. What do you think about this college football playoff? You paying any attention to that?
Not really. I don't even get into it this early. You know,
okay.
Like, I'm such a personable guy.
I heard Oklahoma's not going to do well this
week.
Such
a personable guy. I'm going to tell you, I go for the people that you know and you care about. You know, obviously Georgia.
Yeah.
You know, because of the close relationship there and the stuff that's going on with the guys in the building.
They got a chance to pull off another one.
And then
one.
You talk about your guys. So you talk about, like, you know, last year was Texas with Bijan.
Yeah.
The guys that are in it. So it's really about the guys in the building, and then letting them guys, you know, have something to talk about. It's always great to put that stuff up.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, have fun. Get the dub,
Coach. Appreciate you. Thank
and
you so much.
You almost lost your job. I was going to just come on this show, and just take over while you were gone.
Ron Bell.
You know what? Glad you found a way.
I don't care who you are. That's funny.
All right.
There's our boy. There's
Coach. Coach Reem Morris. We're going to talk to Kirk Cousins coming up, and we'll see what he has to say. I know we got to take a break. There he is, man. We didn't ask him about Kirk because we're going to have Kirk on the show.
Right.
But we'll get a chance to figure it all out. Stay there.
That's a great question. He did get more juice this week.
No doubt.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.